Hello and welcome to Viper's Voices. I'm Brian Murgatroyd, and in this episode, we're looking ahead to the Desert Vipers' next match of the DP World ILT20 against the Gulf Giants at the Dubai International Stadium on Sunday, the 22nd of January. But we're also reflecting on the latest news from inside the Vipers' camp, with England left-arm fast bowler Luke Wood securing a call-up in place of the injured Tamal Mills. The Gulf Giants' encounter involves two sides with perfect records so far, so something has got to give. Coming up, we get an explanation on the squad change from Director of Cricket Tom Moody, while James Foster, the head coach, gives us a peek behind the curtain at preparations for Sunday afternoon's game. Before we go any further, though, a reminder that if you want to go along to any of the Desert Vipers matches, tickets are still available and they can be bought via the Platinum List website and app. Plenty going on then, so let's get going. It's sad news that Tamal Mills has been ruled out of the tournament after just one match because of a toe injury, but Tom Moody says that in Luke Wood, the Desert Vipers have found a fantastic and ready-made replacement.
You know, he's had a terrific 12 months in short-form cricket in the 100 and representing England, done well in the Big Bash, swings the ball early on, and we've seen the conditions here in the UAE, the ball swing around, so he will relish the opportunity to get a new ball into his hand. And importantly for us, you're bringing in a fit form player that's hungry to take on these new opportunities. So a player on the rise, and it's great to have, you know, him coming in off some competitive cricket.
More from Tom on that change shortly, but a more immediate issue is Sunday's match against the Gulf Giants. The Desert Vipers played pretty much the perfect game to roll over the Abu Dhabi Knight Riders on Friday night, but head coach James Foster isn't looking for perfection in the next match, just a win, however it comes.
Gulf Giants are an incredibly good team as well. They're in a lot of good form, very confident. For me, a win's a win, whether if you put in the perfect performance or if you scrap your way there, so I wouldn't be not too fast.
The match could be billed as two of the form batters of the tournament going head-to-head, as Alex Hales comes up against Gulf Giants captain James Vince. James Foster says that when it comes to Vince, his side will be as well prepared as they can be to try and come up with a plan to dismiss him early before he can do too much damage.
Look, Vince is a phenomenal player, he's in good touch. I mean, us English core within this side, and a lot of guys have played domestic cricket in England, including overseas players, have seen a lot of Vince. So again, just like with everyone else, you plan, but you still do your due diligence, you put in your planning, your training, and then on the day, hopefully you execute as best to your ability.
So it's Tom Moody and James Foster on this episode of Vipers Voices, and they're up next. First up, let's hear from Tom Moody on the inclusion in the squad of Lancashire left-arm fast bowler Luke Wood, replacing the injured Tamal Mills. Luke is currently in Australia with the Melbourne Stars, but is likely to be in Dubai by midweek, and on that basis, he should be available for the second half of the Vipers group matches, starting with the clash against the Dubai Capitals in Dubai on Saturday the 28th of January, the first of five matches in 8 days that bring the Vipers' round-robin action to a close. Luke's been in terrific form this past year, breaking into the England squad in both the One Day International and 2020 International formats, and he's currently the Melbourne Stars' leading wicket-taker in the Big Bash League. But before Tom Moody spoke about Luke's imminent arrival with the squad, he reflected on the reason the change was needed.
Yeah, look, unfortunately for Tamal, he's had a reoccurrence of an opening of his troubled toe that he's had issues with over the last 12 months. It's not a major injury for him, but it's enough for him and for us to, you know, take serious consideration about his own welfare and the recovery of that toe, and also looking at us from a team perspective, having, you know, a totally fit squad. As we know, we've got a lot of back-to-back cricket coming up. There's going to be a lot of pressure, particularly on our bowling unit, and we need to make sure that we have fit, available players. So unfortunately, he's not going to be available for the the remainder of the tournament's a huge loss, because he's a high quality bowler, and he's also a high quality character to have around the group. You know, he's already made huge impact amongst the bowling unit and the team as a whole. So obviously sad to see his situation, but we certainly hope that he has a speedy recovery, and that toe issue is something of the past when it gets seen to by the specialist. But we need to look at replacements, and we've gone with left arm quick from England, Luke Wood, who's going to come into the side, and he's coming in off some good form in the Big Bash, so it's a great win for us.
Tom, with Luke coming in place of Tamal, it's left armer for left armer. It's pretty much a like-for-like replacement, isn't it?
Yeah, very similar. I'd say Tamal is more recognised as, a defensive bowler that can bowl at the back end of the innings, where Wood is an impact bowler at the top. Yes, he's got the death skills as well, but he's had a terrific 12 months in short form cricket in the 100, and as you said, representing England, done well in the Big Bash, swings the ball early on, and we've seen the conditions here in the UAE, the ball swing around, so he will relish the opportunity to get a new ball into his hand. And importantly for us, you're bringing in a fit form player that's hungry to take on these new opportunities. So a player on the rise, and it's great to have, him coming in off some competitive cricket.
Tom Moody detailing why Tamal Mills is leaving the Desert Vipers squad to be replaced by Luke Wood. Next up, it's James Foster, the Desert Vipers head coach. We spoke to him ahead of team meetings to prepare for the Gulf Giants clash, and started off by asking him whether, having played pretty much the perfect game to win against the Abu Dhabi Knight Riders on Friday night, something similar was needed against their next opponents.
Good question. First of all, the performance yesterday was a great performance from the Desert Vipers. Everything we wanted to do sort of came off. So absolutely delighted. Contributions with bat, ball and with the field. I thought the fielding was exceptional. In answering your question about Gulf Giants are an incredibly good team as well. They're in a lot of good form, very confident. For me, a win's a win, whether if you put in the perfect performance or if you scrap your way there. So I wouldn't be not too fast.
That game against the Gulf Giants is a day game. Do you expect that to impact the game at all? Conditions will be different from a day-nighter, of course. Would you expect swing to be a factor still?
Yeah, so will it be different? We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, watching the game today, the day game today, which is going to be on the same wicket that we'll be playing on tomorrow, it doesn't seem too dissimilar, maybe a touch slower, but as always the case is, you've just got to assess conditions and you've got to be proactive. The guys out there, whether if you've got the bat or ball in your hand, you've got to make some good decisions. You've got to assess what's doing. Is the ball swinging still? Is it spinning? And plan accordingly.
Now, you play the Gulf Giants in a warm-up game, but they were without a host of their top batters in that game. Does that match count for anything at all?
Personally, I don't think so. At the moment, with 3 from 3 in this competition, we've got a lot of confidence. We'll be bringing that confidence into the next game. But again, new opposition, new day, new conditions. I know I've just mentioned it already, but we've just got to assess conditions as quick as you can. We'll do our planning. We'll do our planning in about 10 minutes' time as a team. And then it's about whatever the plans are. You're going to try and back those plans, but effectively you've got to back your ability, but then also assess what's in front of you. You can plan, but then if conditions are different to what you expect, you have to think on your feet.
Now, it's another tick in the box, I guess, winning batting first as you did against the Abu Dhabi Knight Riders in Abu Dhabi. How much of that is a lift to confidence, given you'd won the first two games batting second, chasing? All of a sudden, you've been asked to do something completely different, and you haven't just done it, you've smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, good point. The first couple of games, it was actually not too dissimilar the way it ended up and the tempo that we played. So it was nice, the fact that we've got inserted yesterday and posting a huge toe. So it can happen at Abu Dhabi. Obviously, it can happen anywhere in the world. But sometimes when you get a roll on that ground, it was a good pitch. It can be very hard to stop, especially with that wind. So absolutely gives you confidence. So, yes, you might prefer to bat or bowl first when you look at the conditions and you make your decision at the toss, but obviously it's 50-50 call. So the fact that now we've done it batting and bowling first gives us a lot of confidence going into the rest of the tournament.
Now, with due respect to the Sharjah Warriors and the Abu Dhabi Knight Riders, they've both had their struggles in this tournament so far. Is this Gulf Giants game the first big test for the Desert Vipers?
I mean, they've all been big tests. I mean, you're playing against some of the best players in the world. Yes, sometimes if you're playing against a side who are maybe slightly down in confidence or form, you might go in there thinking, yes, we're ahead of the game, so to speak. But you've got some of the best players in the world, so everyone on their day can perform, can take the game away from you. And then also when you play that opposition, it can connect all on that day. And I mean, we've seen many times in competition phases, suddenly your team gets on a roll and that can go both ways. So all these teams are going to be highly dangerous. This team we're playing tomorrow are just as much.
Do you have to keep the players' feet on the ground after this start, or is it a case of them being fairly experienced, the majority of them, and they'll remain grounded no matter what?
Yeah, another good question. I like it. It's one of those things that I think a lot of guys have played a lot of cricket, so they're fully aware as to how the game can change. You know, if you take your eye off the ball in this game, it can punish you. So it's always important that you realise that as a team, it is a new day. It isn't a different pitch, maybe a different ground, whatever it might be. So you have to go through that whole process. But 100% you bring the confidence that you've already built up as a side. It's great being part of a side when you're confident because you feel like you can win games at any situation, especially when you look at our lineup. I think we've got options galore from 1 to 11, which is a very exciting thing for the individuals within that side and also as a coaching group.
There's genuine team spirit. We can see that in the group, but they've been together for such a short time. Where has that team spirit come from? Is that some magic elixir that you've put in the water, or is it just a genuine chemistry between all the players?
I mean, a lot of guys do play franchise cricket, and they would have played with each other before, but not obviously. This is a brand new setup, brand new team. So, yeah, absolutely. There's a few guys that wouldn't play together before. But it's also the nature of the beast that, in franchise cricket, you're very aware that you're going to come together maybe for a short period of time. But it's important, I believe, as a coach and for our coaching staff and also the players, that you want to have a good time. You know, cricket is, playing this game is amazing. And sometimes you can lose sight of that. So one of our focuses as a side is to make sure that we enjoy this experience, enjoy Dubai. We've got a great setup here at the JA Resort to enjoy that as well. And, you know, just trying to stay as consistent as you possibly can. I mean, we've also had a few functions together, a few informal ones, which all sort of adds putting that time into the bank together as a side without making it very formal and then it becomes a chore. So there has been some deliberate planning in place with that sort of stuff, but for it to be come across like very relaxed and informal.
Now, the team's winning. It's fairly settled. You didn't change the team from games 2 to 3. How are you able to keep the players who are on the sidelines happy and motivated?
Another good question. It's trying to stay in contact with those players as much as you can. You don't want to be all over them because in the same breath, they'll be like, can you please just leave me alone? It's one of those. But it's just checking in on them, making sure they're getting what they need. Like this, the schedule is a very busy schedule, so there's not a massive amount of training available. Having said that, there is still the option because we've got, again, great facility here. We've got nets down the road, so we can top guys up whenever we need it. And it's also important just to let the guys know that things can change very quickly. Everyone's played enough cricket to know that. Guys who aren't playing will be disappointed, but it's something which I mentioned at the very beginning to the whole squad, and they still have a very important role to play. Even if you're not playing in that 11, being around a group, bringing some energy.
Now, the Gulf Giants will probably be thinking, how do we stop Alex Hales? But I guess the question for you is, how do you stop James Vince?
Look, Vince is a phenomenal player. He's in good touch. I mean, us English core within this side, and a lot of guys have played domestic cricket in England, including overseas players, we've seen a lot of Vincey. So, again, just like with everyone else, you plan. It's like the same with Andre Russell, you plan as well as you can. But in theory, he came out on the right side yesterday getting 60-odd runs off 30 balls. but you still do your due diligence, you put in your planning, your training, and then on the day, hopefully you execute as best to your ability.
Now, looking back, how important were those two wins that you've had against the Abu Dhabi Knight Riders? You've put distance between them and the Desert Vipers, 6 points, and you've also left them really in need of a miracle already to qualify for the top four. Crucial, crucial wins, you'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's irrelevant with the side that we've been playing against. It's for us, getting 3 out of 3 is a great start for us. As we touched on earlier, it builds up a lot of confidence and belief within the group. Then when you take on any side, you're going in there with the understanding that you still have to start again. You're still going to have to go through, do the simple things very well. But you're going in there with a belief, and that's a great position to be in.
You're in the midst of a pretty brutal run of games, 4 matches in 7 days. It's play, day off, play, day off, play, day off. How are you keeping the players fresh? What's the regime?
Well, I mentioned at the very beginning that this schedule is a busy schedule, but within franchise cricket, I'm a big believer in being physically and mentally fresh. So if that's getting away from the game, you get away from the game. If you feel like you need to top up and hit a few more balls in between those matches, we have that option for you. But I think to the best of our ability, when we have that off day, not being involved in any sort of meetings or anything like that. Today is a bit different because we've got a day game tomorrow. So we're having our team meetings tonight, whereas normally we have it on the day of the game. Try and give guys a full day off to stay fresh.
And I must ask you as well, it's been announced today that Luke Wood is going to be coming into the squad in the next week in place of Tamal Mills. Terribly sad news for Tamal, but a great bit of news for Luke Wood, who's in great form actually in the BBL at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to touch off with there first, I mean, for Tamal, it's absolutely devastating news for him. He's been working so hard to get to this position. And he was flying that first game, and he was a huge part of our plans. Dreadful for T and the Desert Vipers, but we've been very lucky in getting such a good replacement in Luke Wood. You know, he's been in tremendous form for a long period of time. Back home, he's been playing for England, he's been playing in Australia now. So he comes red hot, which is a great addition to our squad.
Confident?
Very confident.
James Foster, the Desert Vipers head coach, in his usual upbeat mood ahead of the match against the Gulf Giants. And that's your lot for this episode of Vipers Voices. As ever, please like and subscribe to make sure that you get the very latest interviews and news for Inside the Desert Vipers camp during the DP World ILT20. And a reminder that we'll also be giving you exclusive insider reaction after every Vipers match of the tournament, so please stay with us. And remember, you can also follow the Desert Vipers on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook too, as well as visiting the website at thedesertvipers.com. You can also buy tickets for all Desert Vipers matches online. Just look out for them through the Platinum List website and app. For now, though, this is Brian Murgatroyd, and as ever, thanks so much for listening.